Welcome to Mommy Heal Thyself. We feature guests who provide you with the tools, resources, and strategies you need to say no to a life of pain and suffering from all forms of preventable disease, toxic drugs, and unnecessary surgeries. We hope to inspire you to boldly reclaim your ability to heal and to serve the ones you love.
Do it again.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Mommy Heal Thyself. Today, I have with us Linnell DeRue, who is a registered dental hygienist. She's the founder of Brush for Life Incorporated and BFL International, a 501c3 organization, a dental health professional since the age of 14. I mean, this is so amazing. Linnell is passionate that others learn the best practices for oral health and overall longevity. Her trademark smile system is brushing, provides a methodical and systemic approach to oral care. It's time that dental and medical care was approached and taught together to provide optimum health outcomes for young and old. And as we always say, guess what? I'm going to let you in on a secret. Your mouth is a part of your body. Ah, who would have thunk? You would never think that, thinking about our insurance paradigm, which says, oh, you have to have dental insurance over here and eye care insurance over here. And oh yeah, everything else is over here, which is crazy. So today she's going to tell us about the question, is your toothbrush killing you? Five keys to oral health and your longevity. Welcome, Linnell.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm honored that you asked me to be on your podcast. Thank you. So let's get right into it.
Yes.
How deadly is your toothbrush? And then we're going to pivot and talk about what you can do about it. So Okay. Everyone brushes. And basically, who cares about your teeth? People tend to take them for granted. It's a boring topic. I get that. It is until you don't have teeth or you have just a few. And then besides that, there's pain. Then you're concerned about your teeth. So we all want to avoid that. There are two paramount concerns among Americans. In Europe, in fact, I've had several Europeans when I traveled to Europe tell me we can pick out Americans like that. And I said, really? They said, yeah, we know who you are because of your teeth. And we tend to have teeth that are in good shape. They're white, they're straight, typically. And so that tends to identify us as Americans because we care about them being white, straight. And we also care about our breath. So those are the two paramount things, breath and white. I used to do a little search for doing AdWord searches for Facebook. And those were the things that people search for the most. People don't search for how to brush and how to floss because they think that they've tackled that. They've learned that from childhood. Yeah. However, I've been a hygienist for 40 years, and I can tell you that a lot of people don't, because if they did, 75 to 80% of Americans wouldn't have gum disease. And those are the ones that go to the dentist. That's how we have those factors. But they do. So clearly, people don't know what they're doing. Otherwise, they wouldn't have that rate of gum disease. Yeah. So what do we need our teeth for? Well, of course, eating. You also need them for digestion, because the more thoroughly you chew your food, the smaller the particles become, which means there's more surface area to all these. Mm-hmm. There's more particles, so more surface area. And that's how your stomach and your digestive tract extracts nutrients.
So, and, you know, just a little point with that, Linnell, because a lot of times I hear people talk about they see little bits of food in their stool, and then they get all crazy about digestive enzymes and, oh, maybe I just shouldn't eat any vegetables. I'm like, no, it's telling you you need to chew. So Yes. Thank you for stressing that.
Yes, we do not have teeth in our stomach. People misunderstand the digestive process of the stomach. It doesn't continue to actually like dissolve or break down the food particles. Not at all. It's simply going to pull them out. Not that they're leached out, but that pulls out the nutrients of the surface area. So the more thoroughly you chew your food, the more thoroughly it's mixed with the saliva, which begins the digestive process, which is then met and assisted in the stomach and completed as it goes through the intestinal tract. So it's very important to chew your food properly. People who have all their teeth live 10 years longer than people who have no teeth. Because when you have teeth, you're able to chew your food and mix it with the saliva. Mm-hmm. People that don't have teeth are not doing that, and it reduces the amount of nutrition that they get. They die from malnutrition. That's why they die sooner because of that. So it affects eating, digestion, your nutrition and health, your longevity, which I just mentioned. Speaking, I have a friend who's got upper denture. And he calls me on occasion without his teeth in. I cannot understand what this man is saying. I'm like, Lewis, you've got to put your teeth in. I can't figure it out. Please. Puts it in, makes all the difference. So we need our teeth to be able to enunciate. Whistling, if you want to whistle for whatever reason, you got to have teeth for that. Singing, also having teeth helps you to say some of your words, just like speaking. And then of course, nonverbals. When you smile, that's an indication of, you know, pleasantness. And if you don't have teeth, it's hard to smile.
You know, also, it has such a huge impact also on people's self-esteem and whether or not they become depressed. I remember my son, he was in an accident and his two front teeth were knocked out and he would never smile. And then we finally got him the implants and all he does now is smile. And you can just see that he just seems like he's, a spirit has been lifted, you know? It's just amazing, the power of a smile.
Yes, yes. What was I gonna say? I forgot. There was one other thing that's important and it may come to me later.
Yeah, so you were talking about the way in which we smile, the teeth, how it affects a lot of other things besides digestion. It affects the way in which we are being seen, the way in which we show up for the world, and things of that nature.
Oh, yes. So people who don't have teeth are perceived to have a lower IQ if there's missing teeth in the front. Even if that's not the case, it tends to be a judgment that people make. So besides the appearance and the concern of mouth odor, halitosis, the necessity for eating and for speaking, and the mouth plays an important role in our overall health, which you alluded to at the introduction. Yeah. And gum disease, believe it or not, can be deadly. Yeah. I had these new postcards made for my business, Brush for Life. And I had been taking care of my mom. She was in a hospital type bed. She wasn't very good with her balance. And so I had brought in my new cards. They were 4x6. Mm-hmm. And I put one on her table stand next to her bed. And I was on the opposite side of the bed from the entrance of the room. Just then the hospice nurse came in. And she's a very bubbly person, character and personality. And she points to the card because it was the only thing on the table besides the lamp. And she said, "What's that?" And I said, "Oh, these are my new business cards." And she said, "Well, what's it about?" And I said, "Well, it's about the mouth-body connection." Her demeanor completely changed just like that. She got very serious, somber, and she said, "That's really important." And then she told me a story. She said, "My mother had diabetes and she had sepsis, infection of the blood. And the doctors couldn't figure out where this infection was coming from. And she was getting sicker and sicker and sicker. When they finally determined that this infection in her blood was coming from her mouth, it was too late. She died 2 days later from gum disease." There is not just a direct correlation between gum disease and diabetes. There is causative. So there's a difference between correlation and causative. There are 57 diseases associated with gum disease. 5 of those are known to be causative. that is heart attacks, stroke, diabetes, low birth weight, and preterm babies.
Wow.
These are very well documented. They're very well studied. Lots of research has gone into these five areas. The other 52, not as much research has been funded. So to say it's causative doesn't necessarily mean that it's, that it's correlated, doesn't necessarily mean that it's not causative. It's just not been as well researched. There are at least 8 cancers associated with gum disease.
Whoa.
Blood, lung, kidney, pancreatic, oral, I think breast.
And breast cancer even.
Yeah, breast. I can't remember some of the others, but off the top of my head, those are just a few. Yeah. I have made a poster, in fact. This is a handheld size. And it shows some of them on here. This is a visual aid that I have for hygienists and professionals on my website, brushforlife.com. You see the words here behind me. I have a professionals tab so that anyone that wants one of these can get them. On the back are brushing and flossing instructions.
Oh, that is neat.
Takes you, there's pictures here that gives illustrations and a QR code that takes you to the directly to the website. So I have
Is so super awesome.
Yeah.
And we're going to put the link in the show notes, lady. So don't worry about it.
Yes. So on here, we've got lung cancer. I have all the lung diseases here at the top with a little arrow to the lung. And then things that have to do with the breast. Pancreatic cancer, that's very deadly. I don't know anybody.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
Metabolic impotence. There's two.
Really?
Yes. And infertility in men and women.
Whoa.
There's two really good studies that have been done. Good meaning interesting. Two very interesting studies. One showed they took the data. They did like an analysis of data that had been collected for other reasons from a hospital that was for infertility in men. And they looked at, their rate of their oral care. And they determined that men that had had gum disease and then later had a cleaning, they noticed that their sperm count went way up after they'd had a thorough cleaning if they had gum disease. And of course,
who would have thunk?
Right? But let me ask you something. If you ever like bite your tongue and it's bleeding, or somehow you cut your mouth and it's bleeding, have you noticed that it doesn't bleed very long?
That's true. It self-heals very quickly.
That's because the bacteria in your mouth have a very high clotting factor. So let me ask you, if those bacteria get into your bloodstream, what is going to happen?
Oh, I didn't think about that.
These bacteria have a something that they give off that makes the blood vessel walls become permeable, and they'll dive bomb right through the wall. I have a scanning electron microscope photograph of a bacterial going a cell going right through the wall of a blood vessel from in the mouth.
Whoa.
So like a submarine, they'll dive through and they get into your bloodstream, even if you don't have broken blood vessels. And they get into your bloodstream and they cause these little micro clots, if you will. And that's why there's a problem with impotence, because that organ has lots and lots of little tiny blood vessels and it needs lots of blood supply. And if it's cut back, then you have a problem, right? Well, yeah.
Interesting.
It's just logical. So you remove the bacterial load in the mouth and then you have better blood flow.
Wow. And it also makes sense from the standpoint of the immune system. If you're battling with some kind of virus or bacteria, your body is not going to prioritize procreation. It's going to be like, no, we've got other things to deal with.
Exactly. It creates this low-grade infection, systemic infection chronically, and it's very detrimental to the health overall. So as this indicates, the bacteria in your mouth will divide every 10 to 20 minutes. One cell becomes two. And in 24 hours time, that one cell will have split, and those split till you have at least 5,000 billion cells.
Woo. So
yes.
That's why it's so important to brush more than once a day then.
Yes, and to floss, because 40%, almost half, of your tooth surface is between the teeth. The molars are shaped like rectangles, okay? Mm-hmm. And your front teeth, although they look like my hand, you know, they get narrow at the gum line. Mm-hmm. If you were to turn that tooth sideways, it's shaped like this. So it's wedge-shaped. In fact, the tongue side of the lower front teeth are kind of scoop-shaped. There's a little on the back. But it's still wedge-shaped. And so there's a mm-hmm. big triangle on both sides of the tooth. You see the front triangles and the you know, front and the inside, but the sides, mm-hmm. that's a lot. That's mm-hmm. why there's almost half the tooth is not reached with a toothbrush. Now, I do have a brushing system, systematic approach that helps improve that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to replace flossing, which I'm going to get more onto that in a minute.
Okay.
Let me finish with the bacterial division. So you have 5,000 billion cells. They live about 10 hours, then they die. The cell mm-hmm. wall is still intact, even though the inside is not living, and it doesn't mm-hmm. go anywhere. It's still stuck to the tooth, okay? It's just dead. In 5 days, if that bacterial cell is not removed by friction,
mm-hmm.
an irrigator does not take it off, okay?
Yeah.
Then the cell wall will begin to pick up minerals from your saliva, and it turns hard like a barnacle. So the soft plaque, the soft bacteria is referred to as plaque,
mm-hmm.
bacteria that has started to solidify and change from organic to inorganic
mm-hmm.
Substance on the tooth is tartar. Tartar is a layman's term.
Okay.
It's referred to, it hails back to the days when they had wine barrels. And there's a white crusty sediment that will form inside the wine barrel. And mm-hmm. that is where we get cream of tartar from. And it's white. And that's where we get the slang term for tartar. The actual term for the bacterial that cells that have hardened on your teeth is calculus. Mm-hmm. Calculi means rock in Latin.
Yeah.
Okay. So you have this rock-like substance. It doesn't brush off. You need to have it professionally cleaned. On top of tartar is always live bacteria. Okay. So you need to have your teeth cleaned periodically. If you've ever had gum disease, which I want to then pivot and talk about that next, because it's really important. If you've ever had gum disease, then you'll want to have your teeth cleaned more often. Now, here's the mm-hmm. reason why. I need to go over a little anatomy, because when I pivot and talk about how to brush and prevent these problems, having a knowledge of the anatomy is going to be really helpful to create motivation so you'll continue doing it the mm-hmm. right way and stay mm-hmm. on point.
Exactly.
Let's say this is your tooth. Logically, people tend to think the gums come up to the tooth and just attach. Mm-hmm. But in reality, the gums actually come up to the tooth, dip down, and then attach like a sleeve or a turtleneck.
Huh. Okay? Interesting.
Where two teeth are side by side, that sleeve comes to a little point. You know how the gums mm-hmm. come down between the teeth. Mm-hmm. That little point is a freestanding flap of tissue. Because your tooth is round like a golf ball, let's say this side of the tooth, that mm-hmm. point can't pass straight through. It has to go under the curve and up on the other side. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this low area between the inside flap and the outside flap is where it's really important to use your floss. Okay. And when you, I'm getting ahead of myself. When you floss, it's very important to use it a certain way, because mm-hmm. I've had people that floss, but it doesn't look like it. And it's because mm-hmm. it's either the process, how they're doing it, or the product, what they're using. We'll get into that in a minute. Come back to that. So you want to make sure that you clean underneath the gums and between the teeth. And if your toothbrush, now I'm going to talk about brushing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we want to know about this toothbrush being deadly.
Yes. If your toothbrush is pointing directly on the outside of the tooth, like we tend to brush like we see on TV commercials, right? We do this or in movies, okay? Mm-hmm. Like this. Mm-hmm. Those people are actors. They don't know what they're doing. Don't imitate them. So, all right, let's get the pro advice, okay?
Yeah.
What you want to do is angle the brush so that it slides down into that turtleneck and then keep it there so it does a good job. So the term brushing, quote unquote, is a misnomer, which means it's been misnamed. You don't want to actually brush the teeth. You actually want to, let's say these are two teeth. You want to place the bristles against the teeth, angle it, and then just park there.
Like agitate it.
Pivot. Yes. Mm-hmm. Agitate. Exactly. Some people say it's like massaging the gums. Okay. Uh-huh. Whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Massage the gums, agitate, wiggle.
Yeah.
Any of those terms will work, but just work on two teeth at a time. Like you've got two hands, 5 to 10 seconds, two teeth at a time. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I want to go over the smile system for brushing. I actually have a little mirror decal. So this is vinyl. Ooh, it's not sticky. It can be peeled off. You can clean your mirror and then put it back on. And this
is great for kids.
Yes. Okay. This has the instructions right there with the QR code to take you to the videos. Okay, same thing for the flossing. So we're going to talk about the smile system. S is for start. Mm-hmm. Most people don't understand that when they first put the toothbrush in their mouth, that big wad of toothpaste is going to be more abrasive because it's more concentrated. Mm-hmm. Have you ever sprinkled cleanser like Ajax or Comet on the counter? And when you start rubbing, the area where it was sprinkled gets the cleanest. Have you noticed that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the same thing will happen with this toothpaste. If you put it on your teeth where there's not much plaque, it will take off your enamel over time. I had a guy in another state. I'm in California.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy, his wife told me, used to have beautiful teeth, but he has now no enamel on his front teeth. He's brushed it clear off because that's where he starts when he brushes his teeth. Enamel is the pretty part of the tooth. Mm-hmm. Enamel is like a hat that's made of translucent white glass. The rest of the tooth, the whole post of the tooth, if you will, is made of dentin, and dentin is a yellow color.
Mm-hmm.
So the thinner your white glass becomes, if you put a yellow light bulb behind white glass, what color does the glass appear to be?
Yellow.
Mm-hmm. Correct. So the thinner that enamel gets, the more yellow your teeth look. And some people mistakenly think, well, I need to brush my teeth harder because they're turning yellow. Well, they're making it worse.
So all of those teeth whitening things are really doing more harm then?
No, unless you're talking about pearl drops or these toothpastes for smokers, those will cause more damage.
Okay.
How to whiten your teeth? I'm using like the whitening strips.
Mm-hmm.
Those do work, and the thicker your enamel is, the more white they'll appear.
Mm. But what if the yellowness is because you've worn down the enamel, and so now you're having the dentin come through, and that's what makes your teeth look yellow?
Then you would need to either get plastic, like composite restorations, which is more affordable than porcelain veneers, or you can have porcelain veneers put on the teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So there's restorative. And I recommend for patients that have brush so hard, right-handed people tend to start either on the front or on the left side, because this is easy to reach across yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It's awkward. This is really awkward. So I find there's almost never gum disease, almost never, on the front or on the left side. Instead, there's toothbrush abrasion right at the gum line where there's this notch on the side of the tooth. If this is the tooth, there's this big cutout area because they've been sawing at their teeth like this. Okay. And so you don't want to scrub your teeth like this. Like I said, you point the bristles up for the upstairs, lean against the teeth, and work on just two teeth at a time. But where you should start to put that toothpaste to good work for you is the inside of the lower front teeth. And here's why. You have two places in your mouth, three places in your mouth where the saliva comes in. Mm-hmm. Why does this matter? You remember me talking about tartar or calculus? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The mineral that is attaching to the cell, the bacterial cell that's dead, is mm-hmm. calcium phosphate. Mm-hmm. When you eat a lot of phosphorus in your diet, your body needs only a little bit, and it kicks out the extra phosphorus that it doesn't need into your bloodstream. Mm-hmm. That phosphorus molecule is missing two electrons, and it goes in search of something with two extra electrons. It marries calcium. Mm-hmm. It has two extra electrons. So now you have these two molecules together, and they're sharing these two electrons, spinning mm-hmm. around both of them. Now you have calcium phosphate. Your body can't use calcium phosphate. So mm-hmm. it kicks it out of the body either through the saliva ducts forming tartar on the teeth mm-hmm. or through the kidneys forming kidney stones. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you'll see more tartar buildup across from saliva ducts. I just had someone today. I worked this morning. And this person had really heavy calculus across from her molars, in between the first and second molars. Huh. You have a little saliva duct. If some of yeah. you, if you pull your cheek out, you'll see this little bump or flap of tissue, and there's a hole there. Mm-hmm. That's where saliva comes into your mouth. That's called the parotid duct. You yeah. have another place where saliva comes into your mouth, right under your tongue in the floor of your mm-hmm. mouth. And so those two little ducts in the floor of the mouth, they're right side by side, rinse over, bathe the lower front teeth in saliva more frequently than the other places. And so when we start cleaning your teeth, typically this is where we begin, because that's where there's the most tartar, because it accumulates there first before anywhere else in your mouth. And by the time you come in, now there's layers and layers of that accumulated, and it's the heaviest. Does that make sense?
Yes. Okay. So S is for start.
S is for start. So you want to put that toothpaste to work for you mm-hmm. inside of the lower front teeth like this. M is movement. So I mm-hmm. talked about not literally brushing the teeth. If you use long strokes, it's going to ski over top of that turtleneck of each tooth, right? Mm-hmm. It won't mm-hmm. have a chance to get down in here, park, and tear up the germs. Now, the bacteria that you don't reach under the gums, this bacteria on the wall of the tooth that turtleneck's covering up, it mm-hmm. will cause ulcers to form on the inside of this turtleneck. And that makes the turtleneck swell up and become puffy and red. And you barely touch that with floss or toothbrush bristles, and it starts to bleed because it's an open mm-hmm. ulcer. So if you get the bristles in there and use movement, that's just a small wiggle, mm-hmm. vibration mm-hmm. or agitation, it will mm-hmm. tear up the germs. They'll float away. And then the inside of that turtleneck will heal. Yeah. Flatten, and you won't have bleeding anymore. People that tell me my gums always bleed, well, that's because you always have gum disease because you're not using this correctly.
Okay. So M is for movement.
Yes. And I usually see the bleeding heal in one day.
Wow.
Yeah. The mouth will heal really fast. I is for incline. So I've already talked about not pointing the brush directly at mm-hmm. the teeth because it's not going to help. So you want to incline. Here's how you know you're at the correct angle. For the upper teeth, okay, let's pretend this is your upper tooth. Mm-hmm. You see the bristles on the outside away from the tooth? Yeah. As you turn the brush and they contact, you're going to be now at a 45-degree angle. Once those mm-hmm. outer bristles contact, that's the correct angle. So you incline up for the upstairs mm-hmm. and then down for the downstairs. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So you point straight down and turn. And I suggest that you place the bristles just below the gum line of the teeth, because mm-hmm. your teeth have, like your fingernails, your teeth have this scooped area and it comes yeah. to a little point, you know. If you come from above, the bristles tend to rest on this little point, a little flap of tissue, mm-hmm. and it won't get all the way down to the lowest part of the U on the face of the teeth. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I suggest patients start below the lowest part of the gum and work their way up, and that will be effective. So I is incline, L is level. Now, this is really important. Most of the time when I see patients that have gum disease, it's typically on the tongue side of the lower molars. Hmm. And that's because people mistakenly believe that their lower teeth sit in their jaw just like this. But your upper teeth sit in the upper jaw straight up and down like this. Okay, so this way, they're straight up and down. And they have the molars have two rows of points on them, the cusps. Your lower teeth have two rows of points. If the upper and lower teeth are perfectly straight up and down, they're going to bump. And it will be hard to chew. The lower teeth, God designed that our lower teeth tilt and they intersect in the upper teeth. Okay. So your lower teeth are slanted towards your tongue like this slightly. Okay. If you're brushing, the inside of your row of teeth, I don't have my fake teeth here. Let's say this is your lower jaw here. If you're brushing with your handle up in the air like this, and this tooth is at an angle like this, are you going to get the gum line? So bring the handle down in center. Okay. Point the brush at straight down, lean in to get the gum line area and work with the handle parallel. That way you'll have like my fingers here. The whole row of bristles right at the gum line. When your handle's up in the air, the bristles won't get into the gums and you can't get a 45 degree.
It has to be level.
It has to be level. So handle down and center, and you'll see on my website, there's images of this and video. So handle down and center for the left, for the right, here's center, right under your nose. And then upstairs, handle up left and right. Okay. Level. It's easy enough to do on the outside. We all tend to do this. As soon as we go to the inside, we palm grip the brush like death grip, like it's going to get away from us. And we scrub like this. Don't do this in the front. Okay. Upstairs, you do this.
Okay.
Level, parallel. Lower teeth, very important. The lower teeth, you want to hold the handle parallel on the inside of the row of teeth like this and wiggle so the bristles get right in between the teeth. I don't know. Can you see that get in between my fingers?
Yes.
So that's what will happen with your bristles in between the teeth, and you'll feel the difference. Okay. So that's L. S-M-I-L-E is ease up. A lot of people mistakenly think that if they brush stronger, they'll get their teeth cleaner. And you don't want to do that. You want to brush longer, not stronger. Okay. So you're going to point the brush down, turn towards the teeth and wiggle and work right into the gum line and then the inside, but not so hard that your bristles are mashed and they're spread out like that. The harder you press, the more of the long side of the brush you're going to use. The bristle, the working part of the bristle is the tip, the bristle tip. So you want to brush smarter, not harder, and you brush longer. Duration,
not harder.
Longer, not
not stronger.
Smarter, not harder. Longer, not stronger. Yes. Okay.
Awesome.
Okay.
Wow. So that is phenomenal information. Now, if you had to choose, what was the most important thing for people to do that they're not currently doing that would improve their oral hygiene, what would that be?
To follow the smile system.
Smile system.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very important to use floss too, but the smile and the GPS, you know, these things I had. So what's commonly taught is called the BASS technique, the modified BASS technique. And that is simply telling patients to use 45 degree angle and make little circles. Well, what if you didn't have geometry? Until I had geometry, I didn't know what 45 degrees meant. And my dad was a dentist. I did not get brushing instructions nor flossing instructions until I went to college. That's a shame. So I simply assume that no one is in a better position than me, and I should have been in a really good position. For me, wanting to help people is because I am fairly accurately assuming that you haven't ever been shown something that's going to make a difference. Now, on that note.
And I've been to your website and I've enjoyed looking at all the videos. I'm a very visual learner, so I appreciate the time that you've taken to create those videos. And ladies, I encourage you, not only for you, but also for your children, to look at those videos, you know, go to the website, download the infographic, click on the QR code and get access to those videos. They are phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal.
Yes, and for people who want fresher breath, there's an opt-in, a green button at the top right-hand side, and I guess from your direction it would be over here. I guess because I'm on the camera. Yeah, it's top right side. And you can click on that, and it might take me a day or two because I have not set up the autoresponder because I clean teeth for a living. And this whole learning curve of how to do, you know, internet marketing and all the platforms, the whole email autoresponder has been a mystery to me. And I just have
no
not
problem.
Been able to get that yet. So
we're not going to publish this until Monday.
Okay.
So you'll have plenty of time to catch up on that. And once again, ladies, please remember to click on the link in the show notes so that you can get access to all of these valuable resources that Lynelle is telling us about. So,
okay, to proceed. So for over 20 years, I asked patients, I'd open up a toothbrush and I'd hand it to them and say, show me what you do when you brush.
Mm-hmm.
And I would watch. And I would see patients consistently make the same five mistakes over and over and over, which I just went over.
Yeah,
it would start in the front and they would literally scrub and they'd point directly at the teeth. And then the inside was always this, you know, all the way around and they'd mash the brush against the teeth. So that's how I developed this 5-point system. And I was calling it the 5 P's. I couldn't even remember the 5 P's.
Well, I appreciate the SMILE acronym, let me tell you.
So I prayed about it one day and I said, Lord, I need something simple, something memorable. Immediately the word SMILE came to mind.
So appropriate.
We
smile.
Do this all the time, SMILE. And can I, you know, I need something more. I got nothing else. And I'm like, okay, let me think about this. Well, I show people where to start. That could be the S. And then I show them the movement. M, okay, and then obviously the incline. I'm like, I have been doing this for 25 years and I didn't realize it.
and the funny thing is that I think that we're going to have to share this information with some of our dentists, because none of the dentists that I've ever been to have ever explained what you have shared with us today. So I greatly appreciate you taking the time to share this phenomenal wisdom with us. Any last things that you would like to say for our audience that we didn't get to?
Yes, flossing. So a lot of people go to Costco and buy their floss there. Mm-hmm. Costco only carries one brand. It's made of Teflon. So I don't want to get in trouble for saying the brand name. Teflon has a unique quality in that they use it, for example, for plumber's tape. So the pipes don't stick together. They use it for inside of fry pans, so eggs don't stick. The big selling property of Teflon is that nothing sticks to it. So if you make floss out of Teflon, which let me explain how that's made, they pour a solid core of Gore-Tex, of plastic. Teflon is a type of plastic, okay?
Yeah.
They pour this round core, and then they take a little arm that has a tiny little hole, and they shave off, as this thing spins,
the excess.
A strip, and they call that floss. So it's like flossing with Tupperware. So let me ask you, if you floss with Tupperware, will that work?
Well, I guess not, given what you're telling us today.
It doesn't. So I've put a dye on the teeth so that the bacteria turns a bright purple color.
Yeah,
I go in there with this Teflon floss, and I rub and rub and rub against the tooth, nothing happens. Because it's bright purple and it's not tooth colored, I can see if it's working, and it doesn't work. So that's how I found out that this Teflon floss, if it says easy slide through, doesn't shred, that's Teflon. Don't get it.
Okay.
What you want is floss that's fluffy. You see how this is?
Yeah.
Bands? I don't know if you can
see. Yeah, we can see it. Okay. It looks like little mini strands.
It's called woven floss. So you can go on like Amazon and type in two keywords, woven and floss, and you'll see a whole variety of different woven flosses. On my website, there's a red button at the top that says recommended items. Those are flosses that I personally have tried, so I know what they're like. I know the pros and cons and when they should be indicated, when they would be contraindicated. So there's four of them. You click on that, and then you there's a pop-up menu that opens, and you can click on recommended flosses, that button. And there'll be another pop-up that shows the four items, and it has a little write-up underneath each of them. So you'll know what to choose. And there's others that, that I'm sure are fine, but those are some that are more popular. This that I use here, you see this is black floss. This has charcoal nanoparticles in it. I like this floss because it's got good tensile strength, means it's not going to shred. It doesn't fray almost very, very infrequently. And it expands quickly. There's another brand that that has more of like a wax coating. I can get it to expand, but I have to turn on the water, wait till it gets hot, and then melt this. It's just extra steps I don't want to do. Yeah. There's another one that expands very fluffy, very easily. And if your teeth are tight, it's going to shred and get caught, and it's expensive. And if you have large spaces between your teeth, then that one would be a good one because there's Now, for people, let me something I didn't put on the site. Say you have every other tooth missing and you're wearing a partial. I had a patient that had this case. And it's hard to brush. If every other tooth is missing, you're going to angle the brush, but it's not going to get around the sides of the teeth very well. So what works extremely well in these cases or for the backside of the last tooth is yarn. Yarn that you would knit hats and slippers with and whatever. You cut yarn arm's length, like this is about arm's length of floss. And you wind that around your middle fingers, like I've got an instructorial video, not these fingers. And when you do the middle fingers, you can make two fists and stick out these two fingers. And now you can just control it with your fingertips and not have it all wound up. So you can do the same thing with yarn, hook it around the back tooth or that single tooth. Do a little shoe shine action only with yarn and it will clean the side of the tooth real well. For regular floss, you always want to move the floss up and down, never shoe shine, because you'll cut a groove in the tooth. I had a patient
that into the gum.
They had little slots on the sides of all of their teeth just below the enamel. So there's instructions there for the GPS for flossing: good control, proper direction, and simultaneous movement, and it covers those three steps. So those are some of the things I that I additionally wanted to cover before we go.
Woo! Well, that is a lot of information, and it makes us feel so much better because we were all freaking out after we learned about all of these various viruses and bacteria from Dr. Patty Berube last week. So now we know about ways that we can improve our oral hygiene to ensure that our toothbrush is not killing us, and to promote longevity. Awesome, awesome. Thank you so much, Linnell.
You're
and
welcome.
Ladies and gents, until next time, peace and blessings.
Thank you for tuning in for this episode of Mommy Heal Thyself. If you like what we're doing here, please share, subscribe, like us, and leave a comment. Your feedback is very much appreciated.